Hey, everybody, welcome to another devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about embracing your shape. What passions has God given you? What abilities, experiences? How are you using them to glorify Him? Are you keeping all of your talents to yourself, or are you using them to serve and help others? There are billions of people on the planet right now, and there's not a single one of them just like you. Every one of us is completely different. We're all unique. God doesn't make copies of anything. God does not reproduce identical people. Even identical twins are different in many ways, personalities, experiences. You could search all of human history. Every human being that God has created, ever created before us, and whoever will come after us, and there will never be anyone like you that has your thumbprint and your voice print and your handprint and your heartbeat and your footprint and your DNA and your personality. You are a one-of-a-kind original. Why? Because originals are always worth more than copies. God made you as an original. You are uniquely shaped by God for His purpose. And He made you to be you. And He doesn't want you to be anybody else. Don't be the JV version of someone else when you were created to be the varsity version of yourself. Psalm 139, 13 through 16 in the Message paraphrase says, "You, God, shaped me inside and out. You formed me in my mother's womb. You know me inside out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I even lived one day." Notice it says how much attention God was paying to your particular birth. He shaped you. He formed you. He knows everything about you. He watched every stage of your growth in your mother's womb. And He prepared every day of your life. All of this happened before you were born. These verses teach a very important truth. Your shape, how you're wired, is not an accident. Shape is an acrostic that talks about the five things that make you you. S-H-A-P-E. Your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. God gives you five things to make you, you. First, when you become a believer, He gifts you. There are about 20 spiritual gifts listed in the Bible. He gifts you to have certain spiritual abilities to do things. Then, heart. He gives you a passion. It's what you love to do. The interest that you have, the reason you have those interests is because God put that interest in you. Then He gives you abilities. Everybody has abilities, whether they're a Christian or not. These are natural abilities. Some of you are good at math. Some of you are good at mechanical things. Some of you are good at musical things or artistic things. We all have different abilities so that everything gets done. The P in shape is your personality. We all have different personalities. Some people like routine. Other people like variety. Some people like to work by themselves. Some people like to work in a group. Some people like to compete. And some people like to cooperate. It's just the way you're wired. God wired us all differently. And then you have experiences. You have vocational experiences and educational experiences and spiritual experiences and family and relational experiences. But really, when you boil it all down, there are two buckets of experiences, positive experiences and painful ones. And God uses them both in your life. God uses both the positive experiences in your life and the painful experiences in your life. And he does this to teach you and to prepare you and to shape you for what he's made you to be. You were shaped by God for a purpose. You fit in a ministry. You were shaped for it. The next time we teach Class 301, Ministry Matters, sign up and let us help you discover and learn all about your shape. We want to help you down a pathway where you can serve and find fulfillment being used by God. Discover your shape for your purpose. Hey, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today. God bless.